Okay. Our next speaker, again, from Auburn University, Marina Rondon. And her title today is G143A Mutations in the Cytochrome B Gene Detected from Coronaspora cacicola Isolates in Alabama.
So good afternoon. Thank you for everybody here. Today we'll present a part of my PhD research at Auburn University under Dr. Lawrence's lab. So the focus of my research is the pathogen, fungal pathogen Coronaspora cacicola, known to cause target spot on cotton and soybean. It's a disease easily recognized in the field by small circular spots in the leaves, in the petioles, on the flowers. Usually they are reddish brown or darker in color. And the necrotic lesions, they will be surrounded by a yellow margin, as we can see here in the pictures, and a concentric rings, but not always. Yield losses for cotton have been estimated up to 400 pounds per acre of seed cotton, and up to 900 pounds per acre of yield losses for soybean. So it's a disease with increasing importance and incidence in field crops. And this importance is mainly because of some factors, such as the use of no-till practices. The Coronaspora cacicola is a fungal pathogen that is a saprophyte fungus, so it will survive on plant debris in the soil. And also, most of the cultivars for soybean and cotton, they are susceptible to this pathogen. And recently, the outbreak in the last 5-7 years on cotton, we have seen the increase of inoculum in the field for Coronaspora cacicola. And we know that areas that will grow cotton also can grow soybean. And also the loss of sensitivity to fungicides, especially that are used to control this disease in the field. And here we can see in this table several cases of fungicide resistance reported for Coronaspora cacicola, mainly for tomatoes, soybean, and cucumber in Brazil, in Japan, and China. So fungicides are critical to manage fungal pathogen on soybean and cotton. And as we can see here with this table and with these several reported cases of fungicide resistance, could be a problem in the future, the fungicide resistance. And as we can see here, I brought here this table, this poster from FRAC, with the classification of fungicides. This is all the fungicides that we have available in the market that we can use to control fungal pathogens. And it seems crazy that we are using only a few of them, like MBC, SDHI, QY, DMI, to control fungal pathogen on both crops, especially some multi-site fungicides. So it's important to see this table and thinking about the future, that maybe new fungicides will be developed in the near future, but mostly these new fungicides, they will have the similar mode of action that we can see here that is available nowadays. So it's important to talk about fungicide resistance and how we can prevent the fungicide resistance to develop. So especially using more multi-site fungicides, that it's not so common nowadays. So our focus today is the quinone oxide inhibitors, known as QY fungicides. It's one group of fungicides that is mostly used for cotton and soybean, not only here, but also in Brazil and all the countries that are growing cotton and soybean. Most of the molecules that are included in this QY group, we can see here the commercial names of the fungicides that have been used to control target spot. And these fungicides from the QY group fungicides, the molecule will bind into the cytochrome B gene, and this will inhibit the respiration of the fungus, and finally it will block the energy production, and inhibiting the fungal growth. And for this fungicide group, the QY fungicides, in the literature we can find three single point mutations reported that confers resistance to the fungicides. So it will be like in the codon 129, 137, and 143, a single nucleotide substitution that will confer resistance to QY fungicides. And each of these single mutation confers different levels of resistance to QY fungicides. Thinking about fungicide resistance, our objective for this research was to assess the occurrence of point mutation in the cytochrome B gene associated with QY resistance from Alabama isolates of Corynaspora acicola. And to detect those mutations, we obtained isolates from cotton and soybean in the Alabama state, as we can see here in this map. Counties in blue for cotton isolates and counties in green for soybean isolates. And we could observe a wide morphological variation in the fungal colonies, as we can see with the pictures of the plates. And Corynaspora acicola isolates were identified based on morphological characters. So as we can see, conidiophore and conidia here, and also with ITS sequencing. So to detect the point mutation of a single nucleotide substitution for these isolates, we extracted the DNA of some isolates of Corynaspora acicola and using primers for a partial sequence of the cytochrome B gene, we could observe this single nucleotide substitution. So purified PCR products were sequenced, and contigs of DNA were added and aligned to identify this nucleotide substitution. Moving to the results, we can see here the amplification on agarose gel of these PCR products for all 12 isolates, selected 12 isolates that we chose to for this research. So we can see all 12 isolates with a amplification around of 600 kb. All 12 the sequence of these 12 isolates were deposited in GeneBank for further researchers. And here we can see the partial nucleotide sequence of the cytochrome B gene. And as a reference for QY sensitive isolates from Ishii et al. 2007, we can see the codon 143, the middle nucleotide, we have a guanine, a G here. So these are, it is a QY sensitive isolate. And for our isolates, we found out that all six cotton isolates and two soybean isolates perfectly aligned with the QY sensitive isolate. Use it as a reference. And four of the isolates from soybean, they were identified with a single nucleotide substitution. So we can see here in the middle of the codon 143, the guanine now is a cytosine. So this point mutation will confer resistance to QY fungicide. And with this single nucleotide substitution, the gene will translate it into the protein from QY sensitive, from glycine to alanine in QY resistance isolates. Here we can see the Alabama map, the distribution of the isolates used in this research. All six cotton isolates, we didn't identify any point mutation. And also, and the six isolates of soybean, where four of them were identified with the G143A mutation indicated by the red star. So QY resistance is known to be described, caused by the nucleotide substitution in three different codons. So we found a G143A mutation in our isolates that confers high level of resistance to QY fungicide. And we didn't find any of the other two mutations that confers moderate to low level of fungicide resistance, QY resistance in this case. And I don't know if you all remember, but last year I did a presentation here at this meeting. And at that time, I presented the EC50 for pyrocrolostrobin using the same 12 isolates, six from cotton represented by the blue bars, and six from soybean, the same six from soybean. And as we can see here, all four isolates represented with the red star, they had a EC50 above 50 milligrams per liter. And the same for isolates we identified with the G143A mutation. So it's conferring resistance to pyraclostrobin, a fungicide from the QY group. And just to remind you that cross-resistance in filamentous fungus is a reality. So what that means, that if we have a resistance to pyraclostrobin, as I show you here, it's possible that we also have resistance to other molecules within the same QY group. So azoxystrobin, picoxystrobin, all we have this cross resistance. We could have also resistance for these other molecules. And now that we know that we have these isolates resistant to QY fungicides out there, it's important to talk about fungicide resistance and important to know how we can prevent fungicide resistance. So we need to know our plant, the plant that we are dealing with, the diseases that these plants are susceptible to, which growth stages they are most susceptible. We also need to know our environment. When it will how much precipitation we have, or the type of soil, if it is a soil-borne pathogen. We also need to know our pathogen, the life cycle. It will be important to determine the risk of resistance to different fungicides. And last but not least, we need to know our fungicide available that we can use to control the disease that we are that we have in the field. So the mode of action, the application methods, all the time following the labels of these fungicides. And with all that, they must be working in perfect synchrony to prevent fungicide resistance. With that, I would like to thank you, my advisor, Dr. Lawrence, my lab colleagues, and I will be glad to answer any questions.